Hello everybody and welcome back to my channel. I am your host, Davin James. I'm thrilled to be here with you guys here today. Before I get into today's episode, just a quick reminder to please like, subscribe and comment to my channel as it helps a bunch, especially when it comes to someone like me who's very new to the YouTube algorithm. So if you could do that, that'd be very much appreciated. Now with that being said, let's get on with today's episode, shall we? So, just to give you guys a little bit of a backstory here. I read this story over the weekend because I was trying to come up with some topics to talk about. I was looking up online what topics to talk about. I came across this story. And I was like, I read the story. I was like, wow. I was, you know, heartbroken for this guy, you know, the husband on both fronts. Not only because is he losing his wife, but also his wife wants to have sex with an ex-partner of hers before she dies. And I was immediately like, what the hell? Like, how do you, you know, respond to a question like that? Or request such as that? You know, with your wife wanting to have sex with an ex-partner of hers one last time before she eventually passes away. Like, it's a very unusual request and a very shocking request, to say the least. So, I'm very curious to see what you guys think of this story here today. But the husband, he took to Reddit to open up about this situation that he's got himself in with his wife, and also the fact that she wants to, you know, basically sleep with another man again. The husband writes that he was initially destroyed after finding out that the love of his life, his wife of 10 years, has a terminal disease. He says that she's only expected to live for another 9 months at the most. And this is a very recent story. This came out on the 4th of August recently, so a couple of weeks old. He says that, I don't remember life without her, and I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. I have been doing my best to make the last days of her life good and grant whatever wish I can, he says. The doctor said that she was likely to need a wheelchair in 4 or 5 months, then by the 8th month she'll be bedridden for the last few weeks of her life. That's if she doesn't decline faster. If circumstances weren't bad enough, then of course it goes into his wife wanting to sleep with another man. His wife sat him down to reveal her dying wish was to have sex with a previous partner of hers. He explained that I of course was shocked. And when I asked why she would want that, she basically thinks that her most physically compatible, satisfying lover was basically her ex-lover, which is rather shocking and rather disappointing to hear at the same time. You know, when you're with a partner, you like to think that you're doing all you can for them. You're satisfying them in all the right ways possible, you know, as you would in every sort of relationship. You're emotionally supportive, you're physically there for her. You know, you're treating her like how she would want to be treated, and hopefully she's doing the same for you. So when it comes to this sort of request, you're like, wait a minute, back up here. You want to do what? You know, it's rather shocking and rather very unusual for someone to request something like that. But, you know, I don't know the full story here between, you know, the husband and the wife and the whole situation with the ex-lover, you know? I don't know, but kind of heartbreaking, to say the least. She gave a whole monologue about how sex sometimes is just physical and how emotionally fulfilling it is with me, but it was bullshit to get to that point. The man continued that, so now I'm left with this. Deny my dying wish, like my wife a wish for my own ego, or let her go have sex with another man who she feels was better than me. I feel like I'm put in a position where I have to say yes because she's dying. I know what I want to say. Of course, you don't want her to go do that. But I don't know if that's right. I'm so hurt that sex with an ex was apparently so good that she needs to do it again once before she dies. I just hate everything about this. I'm not really sure what to do. And now, here comes the Reddit part of things, where people give their opinions on this situation. I'm very intrigued to, because I haven't read this bit. I read the main part of the story to get a glimpse of the story, but the Reddit part, I'm very intrigued to find out what exactly they think of this. So let's get on with that part. And okay, so they're pretty savage for the most part. If this is a real story, rather than just pack her stuff and let her live with her ex for the rest of her time, one person says. Another person added that, sorry, but her illness is not an excuse to treat you like shit, which is very true. This is an incredibly insulting to you and your relationship. Someone else also raged that this seems like a very odd request to bring to you without any legwork or preparation. That she would significantly risk blowing up her marriage and end-of-life companionship and care for sex with someone she isn't in contact with and doesn't know would she would still be even entertain the highest of intimacy with her. And it ends with just like saying that it's honestly an unfathomable situation, which is what it is. You know, it's like, what do you do in a situation? If this is a real story, which I hope it is in certain aspects of the story, because, you know, if not, then who the hell made up the story? And how much, like, you know, were they getting paid to come up with a story like this, you know, to sell to websites and newspapers and whatever else? And I feel for the husband, again, if this is a real true story, I feel for the husband, because how, what's the word I'm looking for? How does that make you feel as a man to know that, hey, your wife doesn't even want to have sex with you before she dies. She wants to go have sex with her previous partner instead of you. Like, that must make you feel very insecure, very less manly, very, like, shadowy, if that makes sense. And I can't imagine what's going through his mind, given a situation like this. Like, I feel for him, because he's losing his wife to an illness such as terminal cancer, and, you know, he's losing the love of his life to that extent. But now he's also got to deal with the fact that his wife doesn't want to be with him in terms of intimacy during the last period of, you know, last remaining time of her life. So like, what the hell do you do? And for once, I agree with some of the Reddit users, which might be a controversial opinion, but like, just because you got an illness doesn't mean that you can go and, you know, make your partner feel like crap when all they're trying to do is support you and do everything they can to grant you your last wish to remain, so that like, you can remain happy and feel like, you know, their partner did everything they could for you, in a sense. So, the fact that you want to go off and have sex with someone else, that's a whole different thing in general. It's like, oh, wait a minute. You know, you're with me. Like, you married me. Well, we married each other, you know what I mean? Like, why, you know, what the hell gives you the reason to want to have sex with someone else where we're supposed to be married, you know? What makes you think this ex-partner of yours might be even interested in having a intimate relationship with your, yeah, whatever it's called. intimacy relationship, if you want to call it that. So, like, that's another thing that's intriguing as well. Like, what makes her think that her partner or ex-partner would be interested in a request such as that? I would feel like, if I was the ex-partner, who we don't know, I would feel pretty shitty about the fact that this woman wants me to have sex with her, my ex-partner, before she dies, even though that she's married and her husband, you know, is doing everything he can to support her. Like, that's pretty messed up. That's pretty low. I don't usually agree with Reddit, but most of the time it's just weirdos on Reddit. But, like, in a situation such as this, like, yeah, if she wants to feel like she wants to go and do whatever she wants, like she wants to have sex with other people, fine. Use your bags, there's the door, off you go. You know? Don't let the door hit you on the way out, as the old saying goes. Because at the end of the day, no one deserves to be treated like that. I don't owe you respect to her with this illness, but, you know, this guy's doing everything he can for you, in a sense of the story. So why should you for like, okay, well, you know, I could go have sex with someone else and all is good because I'm dying. You know, that's my excuse because I'm dying. She's messed up. But like, again, I'd like to know your thoughts on this. And hopefully you could share your thoughts on what you think of this. I don't know if this is a true story or not. Anything can be made up these days on the internet. But I am very intrigued to see what people might think of it. Because I, for one, am flabbergasted over it. And, you know, if anyone's been in a situation like this, then I feel sorry for you. No one should be like a stepping stone or a lapdog or, you know, a punching bag or whatever, you know, the expression might be. No one should feel like crap when it comes to a relationship. Especially when you're treating your partner with the most respect as possible and you're doing everything you can for your said partner. But like I said, I'm curious to know what you guys think of this. So please let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Remember to like, subscribe and comment to my channel. And until next time, I'll see you guys soon. Bye bye.